What's up, guys? Welcome back. I have with me today a cosplayer all the way from Vegas or Nevada.
Yes.
Vegas area.
Hold on,
in Nevada.
We gotta re-say Nevada. Okay. Nevada.
Nevada? Yes. Not Nevada.
I expected Nevada. Better from you.
I had no Nevada. Idea that I was pronouncing it wrong my entire
any.
Life.
I never, you're like the first person I've ever corrected.
Really?
I know.
I'm honored.
Normally I'm just, I'm honored for you being a bitch. Normally I just let it happen, but let's just get it straight. Nevada. Although okay. I'm from Reno, Nevada, north, the boring city.
How far is Reno from Vegas?
It's like, I think it's like 400 miles, like six to seven hour car ride.
Oh, so not near Vegas
and
at
out and
all.
Out. I know. It's like, so I would say for Californians, it's kind of like San Francisco to LA.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We're going to run that back, guys. We're here with a cosplayer all the way from Reno, Nevada. Nowhere near Vegas. Nevada?
Yes.
Nevada. I said it right. Okay. Kate Sarkisian.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Welcome. Thank you so much for
Thanks
joining
me. Thanks for having me.
I'm
so happy to be here.
I appreciate you coming out. I appreciate you spending your AX California very limited amount of time
yes.
coming here and
I'm glad you didn't ask for me to come before Anime Expo because I would have been like, absolutely not.
I was like, oh, well, I'll just try to get as many people that are here from out of town as humanly mm-hmm. possible.
Yeah.
And then I, you know, I knew it would be a
during
bad
AX? Yeah. How did you get people to come during AX? Because you got a prep
know.
And everything.
I know.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a lot of work.
I don't know. I was like, this is going to be rough trying to do it before. So let me try to get everyone after. And then...
Yeah.
Sev, mm-hmm. the only days that she was free was the two
so
beforehand.
You're like, sure, let me just cut my day. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's worth it because she's the best.
She is the best.
And you're the best.
She is the best.
And I'm the best.
We're all the best. We're all cosplayers. We're all friends here. Well, you have been cosplaying for how long?
For 10 years now. 10 years. Yeah, I actually got a notification on Facebook that I went to Anime Expo 10 years ago. So, I mean, like, minus COVID, you know, we're not going to count that. I guess I've been to, like, at least 9 Anime Expos.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
So, this one's your 9th.
That kind of means that I've been cosplaying longer than 10 years. I really don't even know. At the end of 2014, so I guess, yeah, a little bit more than 10 years now.
I have been cosplaying around the same amount of time,
yes,
but
yeah,
I stopped counting after. I'm just like 10
just
years. And
anymore.
For the rest of my life, it will be 10 years.
I feel like at 8 years, I was saying 10 years and now 9 years. And then probably 11 years, maybe I'll just be saying just 10 years. Like,
yeah.
People like respect you that way. You know?
We've been around the block.
Yes,
we've been
we
doing
have.
This for a really long time.
Don't say that. Because we're all 24.
Right. Right.
So we started when we were like. No, really young, so.
Yeah. From the womb, we, like, came out with
a heat
gun.
I love how that was your train of thought as a heat gun, and mine was, like, sewing.
Right. Well, that's a perfect segue. So you do a lot of sewing. You do everything, a little bit of everything, but a lot of sewing, right?
I love to sew.
Yeah.
It's fun. It was, like, my first, actually, to tell you the truth, my first thing I ever sewed, I sewed Inside Out. Like, it was for a convention in Reno.
Mm.
And have you ever seen Heroes of Cosplay or something?
Yes.
I don't know. It was all
mm-hmm.
about, like, the cosplay competition.
Mm-hmm.
So when it came to, like, making the cosplay, yada, yada. But, like, I sewed the sleeve inside out and I just didn't have enough time to fix it.
Mm.
So from sewing a sleeve inside out to, like, really making sure my sewing is perfect. That's how far, those 10 years.
Yeah, little by little.
I like to sew, though.
Did you do a competition with your sleeve inside out?
Though? Yes, and I won best in show.
No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Are you for real?
Me and a friend, we copied. We copied someone else's idea. You know how, like, the music videos were so in back in the day?
Yeah.
So someone else, I believe it was for SAC Anime, they were Pokemon trainers. They had little RC cars, and they had little Pokemon on there just drive around. So, like, the Pokemon trainer is controlling the Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what me and my friend did. We copied. I mean, that's cosplay. You copy. That's the way it is. Okay.
Yeah.
And then we won best in show with, like, I actually made Amora. She was from Gen 6. She's, like, this little dinosaur Pokemon. She's so cute. I love her. But she was all, like, on the RC car, like, you know, dragging along. It was awful. But I don't know how we won. You know, we were up against Halo cosplayers, Destiny cosplayers. Like, I don't know. Do you know who Abby Darkstar is? Mm-hmm. She was one of the judges, and she just loved our idea, that our original idea.
Maybe it was about, like the stage presence too, like the Halo cosplayers could have had cool costumes also, but they come out and they're just like not really something.
They won an award. Okay. Just won best in the show. I still have that. I still have that little trophy.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations. Came out the gate winning best in the show is pretty solid.
Just knew I was a winner from the start. I know. Right. And then I only entered one cosplay contest after that, and then never again. Because, like, it's during dinner.
It's during dinner. It's all of Saturday. It's all of Saturday. It's a ton of work.
So much work.
The book, you put the book together.
Back then, the books weren't the thing, you know, the build books or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. But that's good. That's important. So now I judge cosplay contests. And, yeah, so I am qualified. Okay.
I won best in show right away. In fact, I was immediately qualified.
That's right.
Right. Well, before you started cosplaying, did you – you worked at a casino?
Mm-hmm. I was a cocktail server. I was a cocktail server in Reno, Nevada. I don't know, even know how I got that job. Oh, actually, I got fired from a job as a financial advisor at a beauty school, at Paul Mitchell Beauty School, because I went to beauty school. And then I was like, I don't know if hair is for me. It's not for me. So then I started working there, and then I kind of like moved my way up, like very, very shortly though. I didn't know what I was doing. I really did not. Mm-hmm. Like we were working with like student loans, like FAFSA and all that. But anyways, I got fired.
Were you qualified to do financial advising?
No.
Okay.
But also, I mean, come on. The company, we're not talking shit here. But they weren't qualified. I didn't have good training. I just kind of took over for someone else who left. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what I was doing. Yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you know what? My twin sister, she works for a casino. So I'm like, I'm going to go work for a casino. Mm-hmm. You know, until you make the fun. That's fun money. And then fun girls that you're working with. Mm-hmm. I miss that job. I only miss working with the girls. That was like, we would laugh and laugh and laugh. It was the best mm-hmm. time. And then it was daunting. It was painful. It was a hard job. But yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's also, it also was hard working like nights, like from 6 until 2 in the morning. That was really rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But. So how did you transition then from doing being a cocktail waitress cosplay?
I was doing like a little bit of both. And if there was like a time that I was taking off because I had a convention, I would essentially have to take off my entire week of work because my work week was Thursday to like Monday or Tuesday. So I would essentially – or like maybe sometimes it was Wednesday to Monday or whatever it was. And that's basically the con weekend. So I was just taking weeks off. And I think that I like started – I had a Patreon for a hot minute. And I think eventually I was like, you know what? I think that I'm just ready to call it. You know, it's like it was a hard decision, but I did it. And I never looked back. But yeah.
So it was kind of like you built the cosplay as a job to a certain point, and you were like, I don't really need to be doing waitressing anymore.
Yes.
Gotcha.
It's funny because it's like you don't really know what your coworkers think because, you know, sometimes they're just kind of like, oh, she's trying this on the side. I don't know. They were always like, you know, sure. Like, it, you know, I don't – but you never truly know. And then, you know, they all see social media. And there's different people in the company. Like, you know, there's dealers and there's security guards. And, like, they – like, people worked at Starbucks. Like, a lot of them followed me. And they were like, what the hell? This girl's weird. But, yeah, that was always something. But, yeah, I'm still making it. Okay?
I'm still doing it. Yeah.
And I still get messages from all them. And, like, I love to watch your stuff. This is so cool. Like, you're still doing it.
Yeah. Well, good. Congratulations.
It's fun.
What were you ever bringing, like, cosplay stuff into work to, like, work on last minute or, like, doing anything like that? Because I was when I had a job. I had a little cubicle, and I would work till 11, and I was, like, heat gunning and stuff in the back.
I did. Well, we only had, like, 1 hour of time off, but there was a time when I was working on an Espeon cosplay. I believe it was for SakuraCon in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And like it was like the fabric I was just trying to unstitch But so I spent like half of my break just unstitching something because like obviously there's a lot of unstitching.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of unstitching. It's just the way that it is. So.
Yeah. Yeah. This is all sewing 101 yeah. that I like to avoid at all costs. Yeah. I know you are a very, very, very great seamstress.
Oh, you're so sweet.
It's just not a skill that I've honed. I think I have this specific type of ADHD where doing the small, tedious tasks that I have to be very delicate mm-hmm. with, like, don't connect with me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what it is. I just can't sit down and do something, like, with a sewing machine. Mm-hmm. I start to, like,
but that's
like, okay,
task.
I gotta move. I gotta do something. I can't sit still this long. Yeah. You know what I mean?
For me, it's individual fingers. Cause it's like, if you gotta do the tip and then all of that, and then you have to do 10 of them. Like that breaks me. I'm like, I don't want to work on this at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. We all have our thing. That's so funny.
I know. I don't know what it is. I've always just had like a very heavy hand too. Uh-huh. So for like foam and Warbla and things mm-hmm. like that, especially, I'm like not afraid to get in there and like push really hard and yeah. you know what I mean? And then with sewing, that's like not how you can approach it. Otherwise, you'll break everything and have to start over. And yeah.
The way that I want to look at it is like, I think that this is something that somebody said in hair school. It's like the difference between coloring hair and cutting hair. But I feel like the same with cosplay. It's like people like cooking where it's like – it's kind of like foam work where there's steps to steps, but you're like gradually seeing it work. And then some people – I don't know. I feel like that would be more like – baking, because then like you have to wait for, you know, you have to heat treat it, and then you got to prime it, and then you got to paint it, and then you got to weather it. Like, well, there's just so much, like, to me that's a lot of steps. Mm-hmm. But it's like with sewing, it's like you have to work so hard on it, but then it's done. Like, you just maybe a little bit of weathering or whatever.
That's true.
So like that's mm-hmm. what I like about it. It's like you're done with it, and then you're done with it. Mm-hmm. But foam, like, you there's just more you gotta do, and then you gotta add straps, and then you got, I don't like foam work.
Yeah,
so that's what you're good. I'm not.
That's honestly a fantastic point. It's like all yeah. of the work goes into before the product is yeah. finished versus after.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's just like, it just never ends. So I don't really understand which one is which, but like, it's like one of them is more like cooking where it's like, it just takes some time. Or like that you have to bake it, you know, like cookies, you have to bake it and then like, then you'll see it finish. But like, I want to see it all finished right then and there. I don't mm-hmm. want to have to keep on like, it's done and then it's done and then it's done.
It seems to me like foam prop type stuff is cooking because you mm-hmm. kind of can like add flavors here and there and you don't have to like
yeah,
follow the recipe.
Make sense. Yeah.
Whereas like baking is like it has to be perfectly measured
yeah.
and
oh, God.
That sounds like sewing to me. I don't know. You
right.
can correct me if
you
I'm wrong.
Right.
But
it's true. There's a lot. So I don't know. Though sometimes there's leeway when it comes to foam, but sometimes I don't. If you're sewing with a knit fabric, I don't know. Anyways, moving on. It's all a bitch, okay? It's all a bitch.
True, very true. My brain likes that little instant gratification of the foam, though. It would be nice if it was just done when it was all put yeah. together, but I like the okay that. Those pieces fit. They fit together so yeah. nice. Like, all right, and then it's and like, then I get little yeah. hits here
it's
and there of all the serotonin, dopamine.
It's done cutting. It's mm-hmm. done gluing together. It's done there, and then it's done priming. Oh, and then, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Too much work.
Which, honestly, true. But here we are. Were you always super nerdy? Like growing up, were there things that you loved that you
no? It wasn't. Okay, so. Growing up, how do I even start this? Like, I didn't know Pokemon. Like, we didn't – nobody that I knew knew – I didn't even know the word Pokemon, mm-hmm. you know? It's like Sailor Moon. I didn't know any of that. Like,
really?
Toonami, everyone says, like, all anime was on – mm-hmm. I didn't know any anime, like, at all. I don't know what happened. I don't know where it happened. I think it's, like, a part of it's that I lived in a small town, so it's kind of like, you know, those things come – at a different rate. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, Tamagotchis, okay? Mm-hmm. I thought when I first heard the word Tamagotchi, I thought it was an off-brand of what I knew. I knew Gigapets.
Oh.
Okay? And like, a lot
that
of people.
Familiar.
Okay. I was like, a lot of people that I talked to, they've never heard of Gigapets, but I've never heard of Tamagotchi. And like, uh-huh. so we had maybe different, I don't know. And I think it was a lot slower because it was a very small town. Not very small, but it was a pretty small town that I grew up in. So it's like, I didn't know any of that. And also there was a time, I think in middle school and high school that I was watching HGTV. I don't know why. Okay, Home and Garden Network.
I get it.
That's what I was watching.
It's nice.
MTV, not very much because we didn't even get the channel. So I was like a lot of Nickelodeon than HGTV. And I didn't watch anything. I didn't even know. I thought that anime was Powerpuff Girls. Mm. I was all about Powerpuff Girls.
Okay.
But I know
so you watched
that.
Some cartoons.
Yeah. 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 And that, and then HGTV. And I guess
I didn't grow up with anime at all.
I didn't know that.
I caught some things on Toonami here and there. I was not allowed to stay up that late. It would only be like when I would like sneak an episode or two. Uh-huh. And I saw like a little bit of Yu Yu Hakusho, a little bit of Cowboy Bebop, but never like full things. But it was like, mostly like Dragon Ball Z, Saturday morning.
But like, what was Toonami on? Like, was it on a certain channel?
Cartoon Network.
Okay, I didn't
somebody
watch a lot of it, but
might
like,
fact check me on that. But I'm pretty sure
Dexter's Laboratory. Like, I watched that. Like, maybe I just didn't. Like, that was like my backup channel. Like, I'd probably watch Nickelodeon, and then like a little bit of Cartoon Network. I guess a little bit of Disney. I don't know. Like, we kind of. I just don't know where it went wrong. I don't know. Like, we didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't know anyone who played Pokemon. I don't think I heard about Pokemon until I was in, like, middle school. And then, obviously, it's, like, kind of, like, probably something that you think that the younger kids are. I don't know. So I didn't get introduced to any of this until way later in life, which was very hard to jump on in the middle of whatever. Like – I ain't watching Naruto. Like, I'm not starting that. I'm not starting 1,000 episode. One Piece?
Okay, yeah. One Piece is great.
I want to. I want, like, let's gather the information. Let's, like, you know, what's the old, really old word for it? Like, let's, whatever, like, try notes quested or whatever. I don't remember. But, like, let's, like, break it down. And then I can watch, like, one or two movies about it. And, like, that's all that I need to know, right?
Well, they are, I'm pretty sure, remastering it without the filler.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Okay.
But it's hard.
So there's hope for us.
There is hope. But, like, and then, like, so my, well, my older brother would play, like, Magic the Gathering, which is so funny that, like, still, like, that was when I was in, like, second grade, he would play Magic the Gathering. Now, I couldn't really, like, play, and I couldn't really, like, he would be like, get out of here. So I only knew the name Magic the Gathering. I barely have seen some cards, but it's just so funny that so many people still talk about Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, yeah.
He also would play Warcraft. Mm. This was, like, before even World
the OG.
Of Warcraft.
Yeah.
And, like, I would, that was, like, when we just got a computer. Like, the internet was your phone, okay? So, like, I would, like, walk by, and I just thought I was so intrigued. I was like, what is that? It's so beautiful. Like, I thought it was the coolest thing, but obviously, you know, you can't really can't watch because your brother's like, get out of here.
Yeah.
And then he would play Mario and we would just watch him, like, we as in me and the twinster. Okay. We would just play. So then when we tried to play, we would die right away. And then he's like, my turn. And obviously you gotta share with your twinster. You know, she's gotta play. And like, so that it was just like I knew of small things. I just never got to like master anything. So then now also I don't play a lot of video games. I'm not very good at it because you got to learn the controls. Yeah. And I don't know that still to this day.
There is a lot of muscle memory involved.
It really, you got to like walk before you crawl, but I can't, you can't start all that now. Okay. Like it's just really hard. So something that I still struggle with, I do enjoy like a lot of games and stuff like, but it's hard to get into it. But yeah, isn't that weird? So
that is, I kind of jumped crazy. You're the first person, which is funny because Well, I know what you mean in a sense. So, like, my parents weren't nerds at all. So I didn't get introduced to – I talked to a lot of people whose first sort of introductory nerdy thing was Lord of the Rings. And I – or Star Wars. Yeah. And I never watched any of those growing up. My parents were, like – my dad – my whole family, for the most part, are, like, Italian New Yorkers. So, like, they
– they wouldn't.
Liked Adam Sandler movies.
And, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yep.
The Sopranos and stuff. And so I didn't know about Star Wars. I didn't know about Lord of the Rings. So like in a similar vein, I did play a ton of video games, which is kind of where I
that's
cool. my little bubble. But anime and comic books and stuff came later for me too. So I do understand where that comes from.
Well, at least you probably did your work and watched like One Piece and stuff, but
I did not watch One Piece. I have seen some episodes of One Piece, but anime too is hard to catch up on.
It's hard.
Especially when you are cosplaying because you're creating something and looking down at your work the entire time. So you have to watch it in English, and then I get flamed for watching it dubbed instead of subbed. So,
boo. That's too bad. When I'm crafting, I have to watch something I've already watched before. There's no paying attention to any of that. Like, I want it in the background. I want to hear something, but I can't watch something I've never seen before. Like, you're going to be sitting there, like, trying to do whatever, and you're, like, watching TV, and, like, you don't know what's going on. I did do it once. I don't know how this happened, but, like, because, like, I watch, like, The Office and, like, Young Sheldon and Big Bang Theory. I just throw on those shows, like, the easy shows. But one time I think one show ended and then all of a sudden that 70s show came on. And I've never seen just a few episodes. And then, like, I ended up watching the whole series. But the whole time I'm like, well, what's going on now? Like, who's Donna dating now? Or whatever it was. I couldn't pay attention. So.
Right.
I got to be, like, in the zone.
Okay? So is there a show that you – what's your go-to craft – show? Is it The Office?
The Office. Okay, it's like I'll watch Big Bang Theory and then The Office, and then I'll watch, and then, like, whatever, Young Sheldon and The Office, then Schitt's Creek and then The Office. Like, I watch The Office, like,
a lot.
And when I tell you, I watch The Office every single day.
And we're talking about U.S. Office, right? Not UK?
I've never seen the other one.
I haven't either.
The U.S. is all that you need. And then Superfan episodes came out where they're giving, like, extended episodes. That's good shit. I don't know what it is. It's such a stupid show, but it's just so real. It's just so, like, it's just funny.
I mean, you're not alone. It's a huge show. I haven't actually seen it all the way through.
Oh, okay. It's good. But it's, like, a different personality. I tried to get my sister to watch it, and she was like, what? This is the stupidest show ever. I love it. It's got to get through the first season, okay? And then after that, it gets really, really good. Mm-hmm. It's just such a funny show. Those who know, know. Okay.
I'm sure. I'm sure you're not alone. I'm very sure. Well, to, like, start off on, like, the cosplay foot, how was Anime Expo?
It was good.
It was good?
I don't know. How was it? It's good. It's always a little bit of same little weird drama every single year. They don't want us at the Horseshoe Park, and then it's really hot, and then we're here and there and there, and it's a really weird con every year. It's almost exactly the same, but something a little bit different. Mm-hmm. It's so big, and you want to be in the entertainment hall, you want to be in the dealer's hall, you want to be in where everybody else is, and it's just impossible to be everywhere.
Yeah.
It's such an interesting con.
It is.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I did.
It was fun.
I did.
It was fun. But
it was a weird one for me too, going in and out and cosplaying here and there.
Right.
I agree. It's hard to know where you should be.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's, like, normal. That's every Anime Expo is always something a little bit weird. So it was just fine then. It's hard to describe.
Yeah.
It's like,
I get it.
It's a con that I would never mind skipping, although I would very much have FOMO if we skipped. So I don't know. But it was fun.
Do you have a favorite convention then?
I did. Hallmat. That was so fun.
That one was my favorite for a long time.
It was
time
so fun. Like, come on. Like, let's break down a good con here. Uh-huh. And we're going to really break it down here. Okay.
Hit me with what makes a good convention, Kate.
Starting from the beginning, we got to be able to get there easily. So, like, let's not have a airport that's super far away from the convention center. Like Orlando, you know, we got the Disney feel, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful hotel with a really cool outdoor and indoor area. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got different looks. Okay. Like different little whatever. Mm-hmm. There's things to eat past midnight. Okay. There's a Starbucks inside. Mm-hmm. Like that pantry that was always open till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
With soft serve ice cream.
Yep. And you're a dessert girl, cotton candy. Right?
Yes, I am.
I remember from New Zealand.
It's warm. It's warm out. Uh-huh. There's places to eat around there. Like, so if you want to go out to dinner with your friendos, okay. Mm-hmm. The theme. Mm-hmm. Okay. Everybody's Christmas, so creative. Holiday. Okay. Yeah. Come on. You cannot beat that. And then it had to go away.
Yeah. I was going to say, did you go this year with the new location? I didn't either.
But I was like, I guess another downfall of the con was that traveling around Christmas time was really, really rough, especially all the way cross country. Then when they're like, oh, we're going to have it 2 days before Christmas, it's like, oh, brother. So,
yeah.
But other ones like BlizzCon used to be fun back in the day because that was like the Olympics. Like people were going hard, but that we'll never have that ever again. What other cons do I like? I don't know. They're always, like, kind of fun, but always have, like, their own little things. Like, I don't know. Like, we're not going to mention KatsuCon, even though, like, you know, it's such a beautiful venue, but they're just, they hate us. They hate us.
They really hate us.
They hate us.
They hate us so much.
This year at Anime Expo, though, I'm not going to lie, the hotel staff, like servers maid staff, is that what they're called? Like maid staff. They were all so nice. Like really nice people. So, mm-hmm. Which is also in the past has not happened either. So I don't know. Maybe we just got lucky this year.
But, yeah.
Katsukan, they hate us. I don't know. What else? What do you like? What cons do you like? I don't know.
I pretty much say the same thing that you have whenever someone asks me this question. Is Hallmat. I haven't been since they changed it. But I used to say Katsukan a lot until it sort of started to get harder and harder to go as a cosplayer. Yeah. And now I just don't know. Now I'm not sure. I don't know how to answer that anymore.
Well, let me introduce you to a new one.
Okay.
Not really a new one, but Level Up Expo in Las Vegas is so much fun.
You were telling me about
fun.
This.
Mm-hmm. The one thing they don't have is the aesthetically pleasing areas to shoot. Mm-hmm. But it's like that you can stay at a fancy or a cheap hotel if you'd like. You can eat cheap or expensive if you like. It's a Vegas. It's close to the airport.
True.
It's a hub airport, so you can get there easily. You know, they have so much to do. It's like whether it's cosplay or like this last year they had like some kind of wrestling thing and cars and, you know, all of the above. So it was really cool. It was a lot more fun 2 years ago because we had like a bigger area. Mm. Oh, they have a bar in the middle of the convention area. So yeah, drinking. It's a really fun one. I've been wanting
to go to that one. Yeah. I was in Vegas during Level Up Expo, not this year, but the past year. Uh-huh. But I went to the concert. I think Sick New World was that weekend.
Okay.
At the concert instead.
Yeah.
But I would like to go. I did the after parties and they were fun.
Oh, the after parties.
Are you not a partier?
Not my cup of tea. It's just too much. Like we're working all day. We're on our feet all day and I want to be on my feet all night. I don't want to wear a slutty outfit. I already wore a slutty outfit all day. I want to wear a cozy outfit. I want to sit down. I want to like, drinking is fine, but I want to sit down.
Right.
Flat shoes. Requirements.
Okay. Okay. I got you. I feel you. Do you think that conventions have changed and shifted since the beginning of cosplaying?
Let's say since COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for better or worse, I don't know.
Yeah.
But like, wouldn't that's just the way that life is, you know? That's just everything is going to be like that. So I don't notice any different people there. It's all the same kind of people on TikTok. People would beg to differ. They think that it's so different. I don't see that. I think it's all the same, but maybe it's because I hang out in the same areas, I hang out the same people.
Yeah, same, honestly.
Yeah. But I mean, what? We're all doing our cosplays. We're all tired. You know, it's like, I mean, I think that you hear about it being so much different, but I guess like in a small way, it's kind of, I would say it's kind of the same. Just more or less people, like not the people that you had before COVID, like your friendos and then now new people, but so I guess like kind of the same. But if you really want to dig deeper, it probably is. I just don't really have it right now.
Right.
I don't know. I guess like equally we all had bad cosplays back then. No offense to anyone. But it was like fun. Like we were terrible at it. It was like we didn't have online fabric stores to buy all this fabric from.
True.
We didn't have easy places to buy foam from. We're all buying it from Hobby Lobby or wherever we can. It's all the low density foam that, you know, like, especially though, I guess from when
the puzzle
we
pieces
started.
From Home Depot.
The puzzle pieces. you could see it at all times. You could, like, your shoulder, you could see the puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
You're right. I guess, let's go from when I first started. We were all so bad, and it was just equally fun. Like, we were just terrible. One time, I think I, like, heated up foam over a candle because that's what I thought that you did because I saw a YouTube video that you did it. And it was all, like, melted, and I still use it. It was a part of a shoe. Like, we all just did
that's
that.
Crazy.
We just were like, whatever.
It's
life
true.
Is good.
It's true.
Yeah,
it was very, very homebrew DIY back in the day. It
Which
was kind of part of the charm
fun.
Of it. Yeah.
There's a charm. There's a charm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I agree.
Good old days.
So then if you weren't into a lot of like nerdy things growing up, how did you start cosplaying then? Like what got you excited about it?
I had a friend who – so have you ever heard – you've heard of Wizard World convention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a Wizard World came to Reno.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was like, let's go. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, like, what, you know, what do you want to do? But I already was watching Heroes of Cosplay at that time or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it's because my friend was into it. Like, let's watch this. Like, okay, this is cool. My friend went to Anime Expo. Mm-hmm. And I think that I helped them make a Charizard costume or something. It didn't happen, by the way. Long story short, did not happen. But it was so much fun to make it. So I was like, okay, I'm kind of interested. Like, let's, mm-hmm. whatever. So then Wizard World was coming to our town. And that's when we did the Pokemon and, like, copied the people. And then just as soon as that con was over, we're like, what's the next convention? So we went to ALA in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. Like, right out the gate, traveling already on an airplane.
Wow.
And this was when it was at the LAX Convention Marriott, and it was a party. Like, it was so wild, so different than Wars of the World. Mm-hmm. So then just, like, ever since then, I was like, what's the next one? And I didn't really know, like, the cool people to follow. So it's like, I think that I just depended on music videos. I'm like, oh, cool. Katsucon looks great. Dragon Con looks great. And mm-hmm. let me just go do all these. So that's how it just ever since then, mm-hmm. just con after con after
the
con.
The Mineral Blue specials.
Yeah.
I love those videos.
Back then it was a lot of Beatdown Boogie though.
Oh, yeah, Boogie. And Rescue the Princess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I watched those and that was so cool. And that helped get motivated to, like, work on more stuff. You're like, So
totally.
Those are powerful videos.
And it was fun. I remember, following long Mineral Blue and all of the people who did, like, the cool videos, the cool photos. And then when you did bring something back in the day before they were, like, friends, at least is how I feel, I would be excited when they would ask me to take videos of me because I was like, it's cool enough to be in the videos.
That was a goal. One time I think that I saw, I don't remember which videographer it was, but I saw them from afar and I was like, so, like, we all stopped and we're all just, like, sitting there just, like, waiting, kind of, like, you know, looking over. And they did ask us to be in the video.
Nice.
We were, like, in heaven. Like, yeah, that was our goal, to be in the video. Mm-hmm. We did it.
Yeah, I get it. It's fun, though. And at least for me, conventions have really opened the door for me to have the friends that I have now that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
I'm very happy about that, like, the community that we've all built. You said somewhere on the internet that out of all of the nerd genres, video games are your favorite because of the intricate character designs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which video game character designs do you like the most
World of Warcraft, like, that was cool. It's almost a little basic now, but, like, back then it was like, oh my God, that's the coolest thing. I mean, like, of course, it's still obviously very cool, but that was cool. And when you showed up with a World of Warcraft character, actually, it just never goes out of style. Mm-hmm. Yeah, World of Warcraft for sure is a fun one. What else? Yeah, I guess, like, League, because I just did just do a League character. So those are all, I love it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, enemy's hard. Enemy's hard because you don't have the enemy face.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, I guess, like, yeah, cool. But it's, like, that's just basically just – but, like, 3D or 3D, like, video rendering, like, it's more real, you know? So it's easier to kind of, like, really kind of copy that character.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do know what you mean. Like, I know that there are some people who resonate more with, like, the softer anime, like, type of makeup and, like, designs and everything. And every time I try to do an anime character, I'm like, what do I look like right now?
I'm like, what's coming through the way that it's supposed to. What is it? I'm like, oh, it's because I'm not an anime character, okay?
Yeah.
Because I don't have this big of eyes and a pointed chin that, like, you know.
Yeah, I tend to do more video game characters too for the same reason. It just, I feel better in it. It feels more like my style.
Yeah. It's easy too. It's like, it's a 3D. You can, like, it's easier just to copy, I guess. I don't know.
Do you play WoW or Overwatch or anything still?
Oh, Overwatch, the good old days. That was so fun. I don't play Overwatch anymore. That was fun though. There was, like, I have a weird, like, addiction, you know, obviously with the, you know, you can just tell with some small little things I say, but, like, I have a weird addiction, like, you know, so when I start to play a video game, I really only want to play the video game. Like, nothing else really matters. And that's
a little
what
hyper
I kinda,
fixation.
Yeah. It's like, you know, so then I'd be mad if I to go to the gym. I'd be mad if I have to do anything else. So it's like I try to like not do it as much, even though it's mm-hmm. so fun. Like, I don't know. But yeah, I loved Overwatch. That was so fun. I remember when the Witch Mercy skin came out and I was playing so much because I really wanted to earn either enough gold for the skin or get the skin in like a loot box or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think on like the second to last day, I finally got it. Or maybe I bought, no, I think I finally got it in the loot box. That took forever. But that was, those were such a fun, I was like a healer main because, you know, I'm not really good at anything else. Like mm-hmm. DPS, no.
Hey, but, healers, yeah. Healers get a bad rep, in my opinion. It's hard to be a healer sometimes.
And it's like fun. But and then when World of Warcraft 1 Classic came back out, that's when I was like, okay, let me just start back up there. But you can't jump in at any time. You know, it's like they're so far in now. And it's like everybody's like does dungeons so fast. It's like it's just like really hard to jump in as somebody who knew nothing about it and then just jumping in. But I really loved to gather my herbs. I think I was an alchemist and oh my god, yeah, it was just so much fun. It was so much fun. And
herbology.
Just walking around. I wanted to change my outfits. And then I would die randomly. Like someone would just kill me, you know, because I was, you know, they
you're
it
on
would
the
just
PvP like, servers.
Yeah. And then I did like one dungeon. I think I cried in the middle of the dungeon. I literally was crying. I think at the beginning of the dungeon, man. I was like, everyone be easy on me. No, they were so fast. I didn't know what I was doing and I was crying. Never again did I ever do a dungeon. But it was so fun. I loved it. I loved it. I love the world. I love like just everything is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then Animal Crossing during COVID, that was really rough. I was up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I had to go water my flowers. Mm-hmm. It was so fun. And then like after
you woke up at 5 a.m. to water your flowers.
Yes, I
like,
was
actual
so
five?
Addicted.
You
yes,
didn't do
5 o'clock
thing where you like
morning.
Switch the time on the device or anything.
No, I just got. I was like, I just woke up and I was like, time to water my flowers. And
oh my god, cute.
and then like the gyms opened back up and I was like, okay, I need to like whatever get back into this. But I was playing that game a lot. But yeah, so I like frolicky games. Oh, and then Fallout 4 after Fallout came out, I was really into that. But once again, I just want to walk around, okay? I just want to build my sanctuary. I don't want to run into any – I don't want to have to kill anybody, especially on a controller. Like, I can't
– I don't think you can make it too far in Fallout without killing
it.
Anything.
I didn't.
So, like,
I played,
you get attacked by roaches immediately.
I was okay with the roaches, but killing other people – the one thing I did like about that game is obviously you're not playing online. It's like, I want to like be able to die and like, you know, in peace. I don't want people to be laughing, like
camping your body every time you try to rest.
Yes, we do not want that. Do not disrespect. Mm-hmm. Okay. I died. Do not be teabagging me.
Right.
We don't want that. So anyways, but I just like was building my sanctuary. I made her have a cute little outfit on. That was so fun. I want to go back to playing that. See, right now I'm just like, oh my god, I want to go back to playing, but I can't. It's like I should have to do. Okay.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I get it.
It's one I don't have. I can't it. Do. I can't do it all. Like, do people have willpower that they play like 2 hours a day? Like, I can't do that.
No, I mean, not that I know of. Yeah, anyway, know. Not me.
So good old days. Mm-hmm. Fun times.
What about like Pokemon or anything like that?
I still play Pokemon Go.
Oh
people
yeah.
People laugh at that. I'm like, do you? There is a whole community. We are still playing.
Yeah, Pokemon Go. Go is still going strong, I think.
I know. It's so fun. My favorite part of Pokemon Go is, you know, when you send gifts to your friends or whatever. But I just want to know where they've been. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, my Japan friend is in the Philippines right now. It's so fun. And then, like, you add a little sticker. The sticker is a new little addition. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to give them, you know, a little Beedrill sticker or whatever it is. Like, that's, like, such a fun part.
Yeah.
But I love collecting. I'm like, I was at Universal today, and I'm like, I need to send everybody, a Universal gift. Mm-hmm. Especially, I have a friend in Trinidad. I have a couple friends in Philippines because I went recently. I met some people. Mm-hmm. I have a couple friends in Japan and then Austria and just like all over. And I'm like, I want them to know that I'm at Universal. Like, hello. Ah, it's so much fun.
It's partly about the gift, partly about the status.
Maybe. But I appreciate when I'm like, oh, my God, that's the coolest thing. Like, thank you for sending me that gift. Like, that's a very thoughtful gift.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool, though. That's really sweet. Yeah. And I love how excited you get when you talk about it. Yeah, that, to me, is a gamer. You're excited. You're playing games and you're happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how or when you started.
Yeah. True.
Sword Art Online was the first anime you ever watched?
Yes, yes, it was.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, what?
I'm sorry.
What? I thought it was amazing. I thought it was amazing.
I couldn't you have planned that like any it? Better. I'm so sorry.
Well,
no, I loved it. It was amazing. And
let's rewind so a little sorry. Bit here. Okay, here oh, I am. Man. Okay, I don't know anything about anime.
Okay, yep.
So it's like, okay, I gotta watch an anime. So what's the first one? And like, you truly think that anime is okay? As an outsider at first, you truly mm-hmm. think that anime is?
Tell it to a straight, Kate.
What I know. I'm like, which one? What? Okay. Which one? It kind of was more recent, not Dan to Dan, but I guess kind of, you know, like where everyone's like, ah!
Like Solo Leveling.
I haven't seen Solo Leveling yet, but I think I'm going to watch it when I get home. But okay. It's like, you know, it's like the weird kind of corny, you know, like that's what you kind of think anime is. Like, you don't know it's anything like Sword Art. So then like, I just thought it was going to be the most weirdest, like, I guess kind of like, you know, Dragon Ball, you know, like just like fighting and yeah, just like, you know, like I don't even know if I thought that it said Kabao on this, Kabao, you know, like oh more common. I don't even know. So then when Sword Art Online was introduced, I was like, this is cool. This is different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then my second anime was High School of the Dead. And then I was like, this is world different.
Oh my, it was titties, very, very
the
different.
The titties were tiddying. Okay? Yeah. Jiggling, okay? It was very different.
The so physics?
I was like, oh, okay.
Let me explain. I loved the first season of Sword Art Online. Kay. I thought it was amazing.
Okay.
It was, they lost me when they like became domestic.
Okay.
Like,
remember. It's been so
in the house, married couple, okay. Having a baby.
I don't remember that part at all.
Oh, really?
I don't know. See, I don't remember that part at all.
Well, the part that I do remember, I did love.
Okay.
So we will connect there, okay. I will say. and then, so how do you, I've never seen High School of the Dead. You I've only been? Seen like little clips of it and stuff.
Zombie kind of is like about zombies and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then like these just sexy girls that are like with just big old tiggies. Like, yeah. Oh my God.
It sounds like my kind of show.
That's why I'm surprised you've never seen it.
I know.
It's good.
I know.
It was good. But I was like, as a virgin, basically, animator. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the hell is this? This is so weird. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you like it or did you hate it?
I liked it. I liked it. But then I after that, I kind of was like, okay, so there is a lot of different genres of anime. Just like, I guess, regular television. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a bunch of different ones. So that was a little more etchy for sure. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I get it now.
Do you have favorite animes now?
Yeah, I do. I do. Have you ever seen Gate? I think they only had like one season. It was out like I want to say 8 years ish or so ago, but that one was very, very good. They just announced the second season, so Gate's really good. I love Food Wars, just different.
I love Food Wars,
you know,
too.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. I was into My Hero for a second. Like, I like, you know, it's like I just want something different. I don't want to watch any high school one where they're all wearing the same. Yeah, I just like that's not really my thing. But
yeah,
My Hero was really good. Gosh, what else? I don't know. But
My
I don't
Hero I liked
a
for a while, too. It just kind of stalled out for me.
I'm like,
and I thought that the protagonist was by far the most whiny man on the planet.
Oh,
and
my
I couldn't
God,
deal
Deku.
With it. I couldn't
Deku.
Deal with it.
I hate Deku. The big. And I did rewatch My Hero recently while I was cosplaying. I was like, you know
hate
what?
Deku.
I am going to watch it. Deku is such a little bitch. I cannot handle him. And Totoro, I'm sorry, not Totoro.
Bakugo?
Bakugo is a fucking dick. I hate them, but Todoroki is husbando.
I love Todoroki too. He's my favorite character.
Todoroki. Him and Vox for some odd reason from Hasbin Hotel.
Oh.
I don't know. I would just jump on it.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the like stoic, mysterious, quiet
yes,
types?
Yes.
Is that what it
yes,
is?
Yes, that's it. That's it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Same. I got you there. Did you watch Attack on Titan?
So I watched like the first like 7 episodes and then I stopped after that. I should have kept going.
Mm.
But I just didn't keep
Was
on
it not
going.
For you?
I don't know. Yeah, it's like sometimes I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know. So, no, I shut that off. After a while, Chainsaw Man, I kind of shut that off. Don't be mad, but Dan to Dan, I shut that off after a while. It's like sometimes I'm like, oh, my God, moving on. Mm-hmm. So I just watch a little bit, I guess, and that's it.
That's fine. Yeah. It's whatever you're into, know what I mean? Whatever resonates. And that, I mean, again, I don't know a ton about anime. It's not really my genre,
right,
but
yeah, me too.
I enjoy it and I like it. And I've watched a lot of it, I think, by now. But there's different kinds, right?
Yeah.
It's not all high school. It's not all whiny protagonists. It's you've got darker themes here and there. High School of the Dead here and there.
Oh, what is it called? It's not edgy. It's called something else as well, but it's that they love
edgy.
They love them bouncy titties.
Yeah.
Jiggly.
Have you watched any of the shows that you didn't watch growing up that you mentioned before, like Sailor Moon or Dragon Ball Z or anything like that?
I've never seen Dragon Ball or Sailor Moon.
Oh, okay.
I need to watch Sailor Moon. I think that'd be good. Dragon Ball, I'm like, I mean, obviously it's very important to watch, I feel, but I'm like, eh. But no, I really want to watch Sailor Moon. I feel like it would be very good. I think I watched a TikTok about it recently, and somebody was saying how, like, empowering it was or something. But
yeah,
no, I never watched
it. It is, and it's all about, like, girl power and friendship. I think you would like it.
I know. I think I would.
The Sailor Moon Crystal that came out not really recently anymore is, I think, the same thing that they're doing with One Piece right now, where they remastered it and kind of cut the filler.
Oh.
So you should do Crystal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. Good to know. I'll write that down.
Add it to your list. But between Office for the 900th time Big Bang Theory, would you change or revamp the costume that you did first, that you won Best in Show?
Oh, for sure.
Like, would you want to do it again?
I wouldn't even wear it again. That's basic. I wouldn't even touch it.
Right, right.
There's so many.
But have you thought about, like, doing it with what your skills are now? Like,
I guess that's actually kind of a good idea. That could be a TikTok idea for sure.
Like, where you started.
Unfortunately, that was not a time that I had a lot of, like, back then we weren't doing videos at all.
Yeah, I know.
Number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, it's like also I didn't have a lot of, I think I have like one photo of it. So, but it would be a lot cooler if I had like a lot of, yeah, I can like, yeah, that's a good idea to do a TikTok. We can start that trend.
There you go. Redoing your first TikTok.
I think someone already kind of did that.
Or your first cosplay.
Yeah, it's like, that's a good idea. I could do that. Mm-hmm. It'd be so much better. I did Selena. I think her name's Selena. She's a Pokemon trainer. And she had like this little cute little red hat and like a little red skirt. And I didn't know how to like sew that well. Obviously, I'm sewing stuff inside out. So I think I went to Hot Topic and they ended up finding a skirt, like this almost the same skirt that I needed. And I really lucked out. But
nice.
I should. That would be cool.
Yeah. Why not? I think it'd be fun. What has been the biggest learning curve for you when it comes to making a cosplay, would you say?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I do know. Like, pattern out, start prepared instead of just winging it. Because you're always going to be fixing your mistakes, and that'll take a lot longer to do than actually starting it better. Mm. Like, and when it comes to, like, patterning for sewing, sometimes you're just like, whatever. And then same with, like, actual, like, foam work, too. The patterns are important. Like, yeah. Because there's been so many times where I, like, made one shoulder and then, like, I changed it, but I didn't, like, change it on the pattern. Then I made another shoulder and then it's like I don't remember what it was or whatever.
I've done that, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's, just slow. I'm a slow crafter. I wish I could be a lot faster. But, like, take your time with things and go slow and think about every single possibility, every outcome. Like, if you did it this way, what would happen? If you did it this way, what would happen? And then you always mess up because that's what I do. I always mess up. Got to redo it a couple of times.
Of course. You can't not mess up. I think it's part of the process.
It is, yeah.
Do you have any sewing tips or cosplay tips that you could give if anyone's listening that is getting into cosplay or is new? Like, what would be if somebody was like your go-to most important set of tips for people who are just getting into it?
I would say, because I don't know why I did this, but I always like tried to make my own patterns back in the day, like from a shirt or something, like my old shirt. I'm like, let me just do that. But like, there's resources out there. Like, you can buy patterns on Etsy and stuff. So I would say starting that way, you're already prepared. And then you don't have to worry about the pattern and the sewing and the making. You just like already have the pattern. And sometimes the pattern takes like 4 hours. But another thing that me and my friend talk about all the time is just start it knowing that it's going to be wrong because you're probably going to have to redo it anyway. Sometimes I'll just sit there and I'll stare at like the like, you know, cosplay for so long. And I'm like, oh, I have to, I don't want to do this. I know I'm going to do it wrong. But if you just like start making, I guess this goes back before like actually doing the pattern, but it's like, if you just start like making a shoulder or whatever, and then like, you just know that it's going to be wrong because you're going to have to redo it essentially anyway. Mm-hmm. So just do it.
So this is all part of the process.
Yeah, it's all part of the process. Mm-hmm. It's going to be wrong.
Doing it wrong is part of the process.
Yeah, and like, right. Yeah, watch every single resource, like video. There's so much resources out there. Mm-hmm. Gosh, it would be so hard to start nowadays. Like, I mean, all power to everyone. It could be easier because there's so much out there, but it would be hard to start. Like, I don't know. I guess also another way of doing it is like, there's so many ways that you, so many places you can actually buy a cosplay. So if you buy it and then just like rework the belt a little bit, like you have no idea how long a costume takes to make. Like, oh my God. Yeah. And then, so just like redoing it, just a few things to like make it that much better. Mm-hmm. That's what I would really recommend.
That's what I've been doing lately whenever I'm really busy is buying a costume and just trying it on, pinning it, tailoring it a little bit.
Yeah.
Airbrushing a little bit,
redoing like, totally like, different cosplay
the
now.
Foam for the belt and stuff like that, and then the sewing is done. The part I don't want to do.
I don't think a lot of people would agree with me on this at all, but I think that investing in the craft is important. Like a lot of people are not into that, but I think that getting a better sewing machine that you can grow into instead of getting the crappiest sewing machine that's not going to be able to, people have such a hard time with knits. Why do you have a hard time with knits? It's because you don't have a sewing machine that will sew knits properly. However, going for more expensive machines is obviously very hard, so it's something that you have to try to like really kind of consider. But your life would be so much easier if you had a machine and the right walking foot and all the right needles and everything to actually do that. But not only that, get a better spandex. Don't be getting no crappy spandex that's so loosey-goosey. It's like you need to buy a little more expensive material. A lot of people don't agree with that, but I think that you should buy more expensive material because it will work out a lot better. Like I have so many times I've bought like the cheapest thing of something and then like you end up just throwing it away and just buying it all, buying something more expensive anyway. Mm-hmm. So
I hear you. I think that applies to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Every now and then I'll do makeup panels at conventions and people always talk about like not being able to blend their eyeshadows or not being able to do the wings. And I hate to say it, but it's so much easier to work with the more expensive products.
Yeah.
It's way easier to blend your eyeshadows that are more expensive, and it's way easier to do the eyeliner wings with a little bit more expensive eyeliners.
Sometimes, like another example is like wigs. Like I know that Amazon does have some good ones, but sometimes you get the really crappy ones that have the really spaced out wefts, and it's like sometimes you just need more hair, and like it's more important to get a more expensive wig. It's going to be better quality anyway. I know a lot of people can just make anything work, but like as a beginner, sometimes it's a little more important to spend just a tiny bit more money on the better quality of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it'll work better. It'll make your life a lot easier.
I think that's a great tip.
Yeah.
I think that's a great beginner's tip. If something isn't working, it could be because of the material you're using, not because of your skills.
Yeah. Especially on the fabric. Like there's so many bad loosey-goosey fabrics out there, and a lot of people complain about knits. I'm like, there is a lot of tricks in knits. Knits are the easiest thing for me to sew. So, it takes a lot of like trial and error.
Do you have any specific sewing tips?
I do. Okay. Basting spray is the best thing in the world.
What is that? I've never even heard of that.
It's a temporary glue. Mm-hmm. So like for instance, let's just say you're making a belt and you're going to be wrapping a pleather around foam just to make it a little bit thicker to make it look like an actual belt. Mm-hmm. So a basting spray, you'll spray it on. It's just kind of like a spray adhesive. And then like you fold it over in it, it stays. Like it's still temporary, it stays. But like you can sew that in your machine and it's not going to keep on like moving around, like it does not move. Mm-hmm. And I cannot believe how much I use basting spray all the time. I love basting spray. That's my biggest one for sure. I'm going to send you what I use.
Yeah, please. So you can spray something to hold it in place without having to pin it or something.
Yeah. And sometimes I do it will like dry and it will it will like eventually kind of go away, but it's not like there still is some, obviously there's still some a little bit of flaws to it. But yeah, what else? Like people are always like, "Oh, you know, I don't pin things, I don't whatever." Pinning and clips are have their own purposes, so it's like whatever. I didn't really explain that very well. But like they have their own purposes. So pins, it also really is important with how you place the pins. So some people, well, I guess it's preference, but it's like make sure that they're perpendicular. And sometimes they need to be like on the line. And sometimes they need to be perpendicular. If that made any sense. And I feel like I'm not making any sense.
I think it is. It's making sense to me at least.
Some people, I don't know. I don't get this because I watch this a lot on TikTok, but like people will put their lay an actual pattern down. So say that you just, whatever, you have the pattern and like they just cut around the pattern, but I mark around the pattern and then you add your seam allowance depending on the pattern if there is a seam allowance. And I think that a mark on the fabric is way more important than just guessing because some people get, they just like the pattern has a seam allowance added. So they just sew, if that makes any sense, they just sew like an imaginary line essentially. Mm. I don't think that's the way to do it. I think that a line, chalk, I hate chalk more than anything. I think it disappears. So I use a lot of, just depending on the fabric, I'll use different kinds of pens, whether it's a disappearing pen or sometimes even if it's not going to soak through the fabric, I'll just even sometimes use a Sharpie or whatever. A ballpoint pen actually is the best way to go. Never ever use anything thick because you don't 100% know where exactly that corner is, which sometimes it doesn't matter, but sometimes it's very important. What else? Walking foot, a walking foot, the most important thing. Like, so you have your feed dogs that's underneath your machine. And then, so sometimes, so your fabric is going to eventually kind of move because your feed dogs are kind of moving that fabric fast. But a walking foot is going to, and the feed dogs are going to be moving the fabric at the same time. So a walking foot is very, very important. But sometimes that's hard because a walking foot wouldn't allow you doing to do a zipper foot, depending on if like what kind of walking foot you have. But anyways, there's that. A better machine, very, very, very important. That's it. It's for right now.
Those are great tips. Thank you for your sewing tips. I'm gonna get that link for that. I wish I wrote down more
because I can go on and on and on.
If you have any that come up and you want to add, please feel free. I feel like you are very – like Dark Magician Girl is very much your brand.
I love her.
What made you want to cosplay Dark Magician Girl?
Let's talk about the story of Dark Magician Girl. I think it was 2016 for KatsuCon. I wanted to do Dark Magician Girl. I was like, oh, my God, I want to do this. I think I asked two other girls to do like Apple and Lemon. I don't think it ever went through. But that was the same year that I was doing another kind of bigger cosplay. And I also was working and like, you don't really realize how long everything's going to take. So I really I spent a lot of time on the hat and then like the rest of it, I was like making like probably like 2 o'clock in the morning, just like whatever I can. I think I spent a lot of time on the boots and, you know, you make things in pieces. But I really wanted to do a Dark Magician Girl. I really wanted to. The problem was I was like, okay, this was way back in the day. Like the hat and the boots and like the little thing, everything needs to be the same blue. And that's really tricky because
it is really
tricky. You know, and the outfit. So it's like, okay, we're mixing fabric with paint. Never works. Sometimes, but never works. So I was like, okay, I need to wrap these in fabric, which I'm like, I love fabric. I'll totally do this. The first one was awful. It just, I was glued in. It was so terrible. We're not going to talk about that. It was bad. But then later on, I was like, you know what? I think I want to remake her. This was, I went to La Mole, like literally like a week before the world shut down. And I was like, I want to remake her. Did I remake her for La Mole? I think I did. I don't remember, but I like remade parts of it. But it's like every cosplay, you kind of learn something.
Yeah.
So it's like when you remake the same cosplay, you're just getting better and better and better at it. Right. So I remade parts of her. It still wasn't perfect, but it was good. And then the world shut down. And then we were going back up and Hallmat was coming up. And somebody was like, I think someone on my Twitch feed was like, you should do a Christmas Dark Magician Girl. Mm-hmm. And at first, in my mind, I'm thinking like red and green. And I was like, nah, nah, nah. But then later on, I really thought about it. And I was like, oh my God, I'll do like the red kind of suede with white. And like, well, it's like, we'll just do like a little suede or like that fake Christmas fabric.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
the crush velvet or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was really excited about it. I was like, okay, I'm going to do this. So I did that. Mm-hmm. And then I did a Halloween one. Uh-huh. And then I decided to remake Dark Magician Girl for the last final time. She was perfection at that point, that I still wear her all the time. Actually, a little too much, I'm not going to lie. So that's the story of Dark Magician Girl. I'll wear her forever. She's mm-hmm. really uncomfortable because you can't raise your arms, but the adrenaline that you have with her, it's like she's easy to wear, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like something you got to think about when you do cosplay. Like, I'm not very good at badass characters because I don't want to be like posing, like whatever. So when you're Dark Magician Girl, you know, you're like,
yeah,
so great. So she's an all-around great character because mm-hmm. she's everybody knows her. Mm-hmm. Everybody, like, the colors are fantastic on film. Mm-hmm. She's blonde. I prefer blonde characters. She gives me adrenaline, and the photos are really fun. It takes a lot to like a cosplay, you know? And she was fun to make, and yeah. So I would remake her again. I do have ideas, but we'll see if that happens.
Any. That you'd like to share for the future? Are they on the
I'm not doing another. Oh, no. Maggie. Do you know Maggie? She's more of a little bit darker, a little bit darker of a blue. And her hat's a little different, I believe. Her outfit's a tiny bit different. I was thinking about doing Maggie. But I was kind of thinking about just redoing the bodysuit of regular Dark Magician Girl just one more time, because I need to fix a few things. Mm. There's just a few things that need to be fixed. It could be a little bit better. Mm-hmm. I think I want to add boning to the actual bodysuit. Because, you know,
that's smart.
It does, like, I hate, you know, strapless outfits, like, they're just like, they just fall. It's never strong enough. Like,
yeah.
So after a while of wearing her, she does, like, the stomach area does start to bunch, and I don't like that. So boning would fix that a lot. So other than that, she is perfect. There is a lot of engineering that went into it because she has this little gold piece and all these pieces, and it's like, how do I get into this?
Mm-hmm.
And the engineering of cosplay is not something that people like think about, you know?
No, getting things to stick together. It's well,
hard. Yeah,
yeah.
It's really hard. Mm-hmm. So, but that's such a fun cosplay. Oh, that was such a fun one.
Yeah.
So Maggie, soon.
Soon.
Add it to the list of 100,
add it to
100
the list.
Cosplays that I want to do.
It
then
never
all of a
gets
sudden,
shorter
yeah,
for
it never
some
gets,
reason.
And then, yeah, and then, but then all of a sudden I'm like, what do I want to make? I don't remember this list, so I don't really write them down. I have an imaginary list that I guess I never, yeah, I just like remember it one day.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I got to do that.
Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh,
I had a blast. I appreciate you sharing everything.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
I feel bad that I didn't ask you any questions back. I
no,
don't know. Like,
this
I have
ain't
questions
about me.
For you, we'll talk after the show.
Yeah, yeah. Please let everybody know where they can find you online and if you have any fun, exciting things coming up.
Okay. So my Instagram handle, or I guess my handle, is K with the number 8 Sarkissian. I'll spell that out. It's Sarkissian. But on TikTok, this is kind of weird. On TikTok, I had that handle and then I couldn't get back in. I don't know how. So I'm just K8 Sark. Which is kind of easier anyway, because people don't really know how to say my last name or to spell it. So just Sark, K8 Sark. So
yay!
I don't know on Twitter. There's something else on X or something. Whatever. Just that.
Kate Sarkissian.
Yeah.
Adjacent.
Yeah. Exactly.
Probably.
Exactly.
Do you have any exciting things coming up?
So I will be doing Etchy Expo with you in Dallas. So that will be in like 2 weeks or so. After that, I'm going to go to a convention in Detroit, a new one this year. So I'm very excited for that. And I don't know the cosplay I'm making yet. It's either going to be 2B. I've always wanted to do her.
You've
I
never
just thought
done
about
2B?
It. No, I was like thinking of more of like
you
just
should.
The regular like bunny suit version or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to do Lopunny from Pokemon. So it's just something I can make really quick in the next like week or so. So I can go to that con with a new cosplay. You know, that's always tricky too, because it's like some cons you want to wear something a little more risque, and then some cons you want to wear something more covered up.
Right.
You know, so that for that con, it's like let's get a little revealing.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I got you. I'm
that's
gonna
plus
pick
con.
Your brain to see what costumes to wear.
Yeah.
But yay. Well, again, thank you so much for being here. I really
that's
appreciate
okay.
you. I would consider you the mother of dragon dildos.